And these things that men wear, they come across the shoulders, help keep their pants up.
Suspenders.
Mm-hmm. Your father wear those?
Yeah.
Do what? What about another word for it?
Gash.
Sure.
Gash.
Sure. Right. Here, go ahead.
I had a brother-in-law. How long has Uncle Carl been dead? I guess he still wore his gash.
Until he was past 80.
Do you ever hear people around here call them braces? Braces?
Call them what?
Braces.
The Galluses braces.
Never heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And this thing you pull over your head when it's raining to keep from getting wet.
Umbrella.
Anything besides that?
Parasol.
Right. Is there any difference between an umbrella and a parasol?
I didn't know it.
Some people associate parasols more with women. They're kind of more, they seem to think they're more feminine than an umbrella. Parasol is something that a woman might carry just to keep the sun off.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that kind of association?
No,
or is it just
I
the
never
same
thought
thing?
Of it that way.
Same thing to you. Okay. All right. Say if you were making up your bed, what would you call the last thing that you put on the bed? What would that be?
The spread.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you heard any other names for that?
The spread could be out of different kind of spreads.
Mm-hmm. What I had in mind was something like counterpin. Is that familiar too?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Tell me about that. Is that just the same thing as a spread? Or
yeah, just same thing as a spread.
Mm-hmm. But you might call it a
counterpin.
Do you still hear that word used much?
No, not much.
So you'd say that was kind of an old-fashioned word?
I'd think so.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else might you have on your bed, especially during cold weather, to help you keep warm?
Sheet, blanket, quilt, mm-hmm. and a spread.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than I've had on mine all of them.
Did women around here used to get together and quilt?
Yeah.
Still have, do they call them, do they have any name for that when they get together and quilt?
Quilting bee.
Quilting bee. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, I quilted. But I don't know whether we had any name. We just went
quilting. Did you have, I guess, had the big frame and all that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you familiar with something that you might have on your bed, excuse me, to rest your head on?
Pillow?
Well, it's maybe half again or twice as long as a pillow.
Bosh.
Right, yeah. Now, are those just for looks, or do you really use them to rest your head on?
I don't know. But I don't guess you'd use a pillow with one. That'd be too much under your head. And so I guess they could be for looks and for the pillow too.
Okay. Do you have a name for something that you might make up on the floor for a child to sleep on?
Paddock.
Sure. You ever sleep on one?
Yeah.